noticed that the later you stay up at night, the earlier your kids are going to be up the next day?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Marion Gilbert learned about the gift of encouragement. She opened her door one morning to get the newspaper and was surprised to see a strange little dog with her paper in his mouth. She laughed at this unexpected delivery service and fed the dog some treats. The next morning, she opened the door and found the same dog sitting on the doorstep, wagging his tail, surrounded by 8 newspapers. The morning was spent returning papers to the rightful owners. Well, I suppose you can take encouragement a little too far, but I can't think of anyone who's guilty of it. People are starved for encouragement. In a cynical world where criticism reigns, grouchiness has reached epidemic levels. The average adult now smiles just 7 times a day and scowls roughly 237 times. How sad is that? Sure, life can hurt and circumstances can turn smiles upside down. So when you see one of those frowns, remember, truly successful, joy-filled people have learned to develop the fine art of encouragement. So do it. Maybe you say, Phil, I'm the one who needs encouragement. I'm exhausted. I can barely do up my Velcro shoes. Besides, my parents didn't want me to be too proud, so they never built me up. My best friend eats from a dog dish. My last family photo is of me holding my cactus. The only birthday cards I receive are ones I send myself. Well, that's horrible. I'm sorry if your life has been filled with naysayers and poo-pooers, but if you're waiting on others to put on pom-poms and chant your name, you'll be waiting about 350 years, and who has that kind of time? The longer I live, the more the words of Jesus ring true. It is more blessed to give than to receive. I'm thankful for a handful of encouragers. My mom, who prayed for me every day. Mr. Beanert, who said, I want you in my communication arts class. Wow. And Cordell, who welcomed me to church like I was the Prince of Wales. Encouragement flowed from his lips like a cool stream in the desert. I could have stood up in church and yodeled Battle Hymn of the Republic, and Cordell would have tracked me down afterwards and said with sincerity, you have the yodel of an angel. Don't ever stop yodeling. I thank God for these 3, and at each of their funerals, I resolved to pick up the slack, to encourage. I'm just learning this art, but let me tell you, there's great joy in it. If you're discouraged today, try 2 things. Thing 1, give courage. Discouraged people are all around you. They've lost courage. You inspire confidence and hope when you tell a waitress she's done a great job. When you tell a young parent you can see her love for that child. When you thank an airport janitor for cleaning up after you. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore encourage one another and build one another up. People see the light of Christ in you when you encourage, when you give courage. Thing 2, take courage. Remember that the greatest encourager of all is cheering you on. Listen to Zephaniah 3:17. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. God loves you. By faith, you are his child. Because of what Jesus did, you're forgiven, righteous, and free. Is that encouraging? If so, pass it on today. Think of one person you can build up. Don't wait another minute. You have no idea how much your words could mean along the pathway to joy. I'm going to join you. Let's get out there and be a blessing today, even if we wake up tomorrow to find our porch covered in newspapers. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.